Hi, everyone. This is Elaine. Welcome to Aging into Joy by Living from the Inside Out. Today, I want to talk a little bit about what happens as we get older and what happens as we become elders. And this is something that you don't wait till you turn 70 to do. You start to become aware of the wisdom that can be garnished as we move through the years, self-reflecting and connecting to ourselves, our true internal self, the genuine part of who we define ourselves as. And in the advanced years, there are basically two sets of values that operate simultaneously. The first one is a desire to stay active and to maintain a sense of self-worth in the eyes of others. And the desire to withdraw from social commitments to a more leisurely, contemplative life. Some people may view this internal shift as antisocial, but actually it's not. It's kind of a part of ourselves that is now able to get outside of the clutter of our younger lives, the busyness, if you will, of our younger lives, and move from living in our egos to living in our soul self, our higher self, the part of us that is without judgment, the part of us that is our essence, basically. So finding balance between these two things is really important. And it really requires us to live consciously in the present moment. We cannot be conscious if we're not in the present moment. One of the teachers I love to learn from is Carolyn Meese, and she has said consciousness is getting to a place where you can manage how you perceive life by choice, by the things you choose to do versus the things you should do or you feel you have to do. When we offer ourselves choice, we offer ourselves freedom, and in that freedom we can connect to our consciousness. And when we do that, we're actually connecting to the all that is consciousness, which is our universal consciousness. So we are all on the same wavelengths, if you will, the same web of life. And what affects one affects all, and vice versa. So finding that balance requires a certain degree of consciousness, and it also requires that we realize when we are in our egos and when we are in our higher self. If you look at what you believe about yourself, you may notice that there are some limiting beliefs or beliefs that you were ingrained with growing up that may or may not be true for you. They may have been true at one point in your life, but maybe now no longer. And so it's not okay for us to move forward without even scrutinizing or discerning what's true for us at the present moment and not 25 years ago. So one of the things that I'm very invested in is what we believe affects how we think, how we experience our emotions, how we behave. In other words, you know, are we in action? Are we in reaction? Or are we in inaction? And based on one of those behaviors, it influences how we speak, how we use our words, what we communicate to the outside world. And that's really important because some outcome will come as a result of this whole process. So if we start at the beginning, where our beliefs ignite the rest of the equation, if you will, if we have a false belief, something that's really not true, but we believe it to be, then everything around our thinking, our emotions, our behaviors, our words will be misperceived or not relevant to the truth or authenticity of who we are. And so it's really important to explore what you believe about yourself. The other thing to keep in mind is we were born into this world with no preconceived beliefs or judgments or fears. But we, along the way, adapted some beliefs based on how the outside world impacted us. And we want to choose in our state of being present what really is true for us and what is not. So for instance, if you're a person who says yes, even when you're not wanting to do something, but you say yes to the other person, you know, in the beginning, you may feel like, wow, I really helped that person. They seem to be very grateful. And so I feel kind of valuable in that I could extend myself to another person. But let's go down the road 5 years, and I keep saying yes, even when I'm feeling no. And I'm starting to notice the people I say yes to a lot keep expecting me to say yes, keep expecting me to give to them, to support them. But I'm noticing now that they're not reciprocal. They're not giving back. They're not saying yes to me. They're not even inquiring what I need. And so sometimes we start to get angry, and this anger becomes a stress internally for us. People who tend to say yes when they really mean no, if they don't stop themselves at some point and set a healthy boundary, then they do move to anger and frustration because it starts to cause them to feel they're not important or they don't matter. And to get any attention, you have to say yes. So if I start to believe that on my own, without constantly saying yes or giving to other people, I'm not important. I don't matter. And is that true? It could feel like it's true. But the fact is, if we are on this planet, we matter. Okay? And if I start to believe I don't, then I lose my sense of worthiness. My sense of self-esteem is limited. And to get any kind of attention, I have to keep giving, which is a false belief. You could give yourself attention. And people will say, well, that doesn't feel as good. It doesn't feel as good in the beginning. But if you keep doing it, you're going to start to look for relationships that are reciprocal. In other words, you'll start to say no when you mean no, and you'll say yes when it you mean yes. And you'll expect other people to reciprocate. But if we're in the one place where we're the constant giver and they're the constant receiver, that false belief or limiting belief changes how we experience life and how we view ourselves and how valuable we believe we are. So that's an example of living in your truth. So when your beliefs are honorable and reflect the true you, then you're going to influence your thoughts to align with your beliefs, and your emotions will align with your thoughts, and your behaviors will align with your beliefs, your thoughts, and your emotions, and so will your words. When you can align yourself, then you are in your most authentic self. And it is in this place you can access your most essential self, the truth of who you are. So that's something I wanted to share with you so that you could ask yourselves, no matter what age you are, 45 or 75, is what I believe true? Just start there. And then when you realize that you've been believing the same thing and maybe it's not relevant or maybe it contradicts your current beliefs in life, you'll start to be more conscious of the present moment and stop living from the past and stop worrying about the future. All right, that's really important at any age, but as an elder, we're always thinking our runway is shorter. And it is, but we don't know how long any of our runways are. So that's why that present moment is so precious. Ram Dass, who wrote the book, he wrote many books, but he wrote the book Still Here. And he wrote it when he had, after he had had a stroke. So his physical body was limited. But his mind was as clear as ever. And he tells the story about change because I'm noticing how much we fear change, even the smallest change. It's easier for us to fight for keeping things the same than it is for us to adapt to change. But no amount of strength and no amount of intelligence will help us deal with life unless we can adapt, be flexible, and be in flow to how change surrounds us constantly and how we adapt to it. Are we rigid or flexible? Are we open or closed? Are we fixed or in constricted, or are we expansive? And Ram Dass shares this story that I love, and I'll close my session with you on this story. He said there was a farmer in a village who had a horse that he treasured. And one day the horse ran away, and the farmer's neighbor came over to his house to offer his condolences. And he told him he was very sorry for the loss of his horse. And his friend, the farmer, just replied, you never know. He didn't say thank you. He didn't appreciate in the truest sense the loss. He just said, you never know. The next day, the horse came back. And it came back with a beautiful wild mare alongside him. Again, the neighbor came over and said, that's wonderful. What a stroke of good luck. And the farmer replied, you never know. A few days later, the farmer's son was trying to break the wild horse in and was thrown to the ground and broke his leg. Of course, the neighbor came over to say how sorry he was that things had gone badly. And the farmer replied, you never know. A short time later, the village, which was close to an area that was overridden by fighting forces, and the army was coming through the village in search of young men to fight the war. But since the farmer's son broke his leg, he was allowed to stay home. So when the soldiers arrived at his home and saw his leg to be broken, he just simply said, or they, you know, said, you don't have to join our forces. So, needless to say, the farmer's good friend came back over and said, "Aren't you a fortunate man?" And when the farmer heard his friend's words, can you guess what he said? "You never know." The point is that we never know what changes will come or how they will affect us. The law of impermanence requires that if we want to suffer less and be in less fear and be more present, we need to learn to weather change as gracefully as possible and remain open to what we do not know may be before us. So the whole point of today's podcast is to talk about aging as a time when we gather wisdom and where we've practiced over and over and over again throughout the years how to change. And for those of us who fight it the whole way, we've limited ourselves. And for those of us who have been open to it and have embraced the unknown, the unpredictable, then we have an opportunity to create possibilities. And we never know what we'll create. But fear is not a part of creativity. Openness, even though you might have some anxiety, openness to possibilities, no matter if you're 50 or 80, is a way to embrace each and every day of your life. So I'm going to close by asking you, how do you embrace change? Do you have any false or limited beliefs around changing? Even if your body has limitations as it ages, what about your mind and spirit and heart? Can you find meaning in life without doing? In our younger years, we're more active, and we can be active in our elder years, but it may not be the same, and quite possibly isn't the same, because the body needs extra time for nourishment, for nurturing, for exercise, for keeping it in a state of balance and harmony, and keeping our beliefs, our thoughts, our emotions, our behaviors, and our words in harmony also, because that gives us the opportunity at any age to live in harmony with the self. So thank you for listening. I wish you a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and I will talk with you soon. Take care.